In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, baby.
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 60s.
For my first song, I dug real deep.
Oh, boy. And what does that mean?
This proves that even the Beatles can come up with a clinker.
Oh, boy. My ears are going to hurt, probably.
It is from their 1968 double album, The Beatles, also known as the White Album. The song was written by John Lennon. Here's Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey. And now, a word from my monkey.
Seriously.
Thank you.
John Lennon, I had more respect for that man and his music than...
Well...
But this was something else.
It was the 60s.
Yeah, he must have been burnt out by then.
I don't know.
Well, my first song of the day hit number one. One. On the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1962 for the Four Seasons. Listen to Big Girls Don't Cry.
Don't cry, my girl.
Portion of the show is being brought to you by.
It used to be, lady, you had no rights. No right to vote. No right to property. No right to the wage you earned. That was back when you were laced in, hemmed in, and left with not a whole lot to do. That was back when you had to sneak up to the attic if you wanted a cigarette. Smoke in front of a man? Heaven forbid.
You come a long way, baby, to get where you got to today.
Introducing new Virginia Slims, the slim cigarette for women only, tailored for the feminine hand. Slimmer than the fat cigarettes men smoke, with the kind of flavor women like. Mellow, mild Virginia flavor. New Virginia Slims in the slim purse pack.
You got your own cigarette now, baby.
My next song is one by the Scottish singer-songwriter Donovan. It was recorded in April of 1968 and reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. In his autobiography, Donovan said he originally wanted it to be recorded by Jimi Hendrix.
Ew. Oh,
that would have been so good.
No.
Enjoy Hurdy Gurdy Man.
Thrown like a star in my sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Thank you.
Here comes a roly-poly man, is singing songs of love. Roly-poly, 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 poly, his sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 his sang.
My next song was performed by American teenage singer Marcy Blaine. It entered the charts in October of 1962 and made the top 10 within the month, reaching number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart by December, where it stayed for 4 weeks. Here's Bobby's Girl.
You're not a kid.
People ask of me, what would you like to be? Now that you're not a kid anymore.
You're not a kid anymore.
I know just what to say. I answer right away. There's just one thing I've been wishing for.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
This next song was a hit single by the Moody Blues. It was first released on the Moody Blues 1968 album, In Search of the Lost Chord. Crank it up and enjoy Ride My Seesaw.
Take my place, have my seat, it's for free.
This next song was the fifth and final studio album by the American folk rock duo Simon and Garfunkel. Listen to Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I'm This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's nuclear-powered popcorn popper, the popcorn popper that never leaves a kernel of corn unpopped. Remember, with Ed's nuclear-powered popcorn popper, Meltdown isn't just for butter anymore.
Now, that's a popcorn popper we need at home.
We do.
I love popcorn. That's my favorite treat and snack of all.
We gotta get one of those.
We do. I'd like it to melt down, just like my butter.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.